There used to be a radio and TV ad. I think it was put out by the government. It was called "The Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste." Have you ever thought about that? Mind is a terrible thing to waste. They had a song here. They used to sing in the Armenian schools, "Wasted Years." Okay, wasted years. God's elect have been given a mind that thinks on different things than the reprobate. I'm not saying that the elect don't get drawn away and sometimes of their own lust and enticed and with worldly things and that, but we do have an interest in the things of God. You know, Solomon got drawn away of all of his wives and their false gods and everything else. And yet he wrote the Book of Wisdom. Ecclesiastes, I think at the end of his life, he really probably saw the world in reality of what it really was, and that was total vanity. He said, "Vanity, vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity." But we have a calling to think on the word of the Lord, to think on his wisdom. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O God." James 1:5 tells us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So let us ask the Lord today for wisdom. Isaiah, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd verse says, "He will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths." You know, I think of the numerous hours that I've spent in fruitless activities in my life. We had a television for a while when, after we got married. My mom and dad never had a television, but we had a television. And it was a big mistake bringing it in our home, really, because we spent literally hours watching all those different, you know, in our, when I wasn't working, I was in front of the boob tube. Isn't it interesting? They call it the boob tube. I remember watching, you know, the Hillbillies and Hogan's Heroes and Maverick and Rockford Files. And I can still remember all those different programs, you know. Leave It to Beaver and Andy Griffith Show and Bewitched and then all the different news programs and 60 Minutes. You know, if you think about the amount of time that took out of our lives, you know, we could have been focusing on the Word of God. And then a lot of people really get into movies, you know. Every different kind of movie. I remember when people were making such a big deal out of True Grit, you know. And then, of course, all the music, musicians, and all the music we got involved in. I remember when I was in high school, I was into all the different 60s music groups, you know. Three Dog Night, and John Fogerty, you know, just on and on and on. I mean, it's amazing, all the 8-track tapes. That's when they had 8-track tapes. That's when I had a whole box of 8-track tapes, you know, the Association and the Box Tops and all kinds of those things. As a means of escape, really. Means of escape. That's why people go to entertainment. That's why they have these, go to different music venues. That's why they go to movies. You know, is to escape, they're not thinking on their Creator when they're thinking on other things. Their mind is on all these other things. People have all these hobbies, you know. Some people spend literally thousands of dollars on fishing and hunting and vacationing and boating and surfing and jet skiing and going to Branson and going to on cruises and, you know, on and on and on. You know. And so that statement, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. I mean, what greater good could we spend our time on than focusing on the things of the Lord? I was thinking about that this morning. I had my smartphone on and I was looking and scrolling down, looking at all the things that was on YouTube. Oh my goodness, it's amazing some of the stuff that's on there. Isaiah 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Ecclesiastes 2:26, for God giveth the man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Psalm 16:17, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning here. Still dark out. And, you know, I could be watching a movie right now. You know, I could be watching a beautiful artist that's got a wonderful voice or something like that. But, you know, a lot of people will spend a lot of time on all these other things. Some people are preoccupied with the news. I have a friend of mine, he said that his mother watches the news all day long, just from one news program to the other, you know. Proverbs 2:5-7, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. You know, Christ manifested himself to us and he was a great teacher, you know, and he taught the disciples a lot of different things. And 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Yeah, I remember the preoccupation. I remember I had a friend in high school. We'd go out and cruise in our cars and put in our 8-track tapes and listen to music. And all of our non-working, when we weren't in school and we weren't working, we were in our cars cruising, listening to music. You know, whether it was the Beatles or the Monkees or the, like I said, all these different groups, you know, Elvis and you know, they had a lot of groups out there, you know, Tommy James and the Shondells and the Guess Who and the Who and Bobby Goldsboro and all these different people that had these hits, you know, Charlie Pride and all, you know, Johnny Cash and on and on and on. But, you know, Psalm 51:6 says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You know, and so we have been in our society so inculcated with all of this entertainment and all of this all of these things to preoccupy our time and our minds that we don't think on the Lord. And it's real easy for us to get drawn away and enticed. And I'm talking about myself. Some people are preoccupied with the past. You know, they live in their memories. That's why that song, Precious Memories, people like that so well. People that, you know, depending on their age, that's where they live. They live in the 40s or the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or the 90s. Now we have the millennials, don't we? God has given us His Word for a reason. You know, His Word is a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet. You know, Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You know, in 2 Peter 1:19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, where unto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. The Word of God can keep us on the, will help guide us. The Holy Spirit will help guide us. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, sometimes it's downright amazing what goes on in our minds. What are the thoughts and intents of our heart? Psalm 119:130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Proverbs 6:23, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the ways of life. Well, Scripture is given to us for many different reasons. 2 Timothy 3:15-16. The Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So, James exhorts us, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightforth forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh unto the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed indeed. James 1:21-25. Deuteronomy 11:18, therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Well, you know, that advertisement, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, when we think about where we spend our time and what we spend our time doing and what's important to us, you know, it's sometimes it can be somewhat convicting, can't it? Joshua Said 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You know. So anyway, this is Galatians 5:16-17, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You ever had that experience? I have that experience on a daily basis. On a daily basis. You know. And so, today, I just wanted to go through some of these scriptures and remind us that we have a very short time on this earth, and you know, we should think about how we're spending our time. Are we focusing on the Lord? Are we focusing on Christ? Are we focusing on His Word? Are we focusing on everything else? You know, are we focusing on what we're going to eat, where we're going to go, what, how we're going to be entertained, where we're going to go on vacation? Are we focusing on Christ? Christ, you know. There's a great comfort when we call upon God, for He is our refuge and our strength. In Psalm 46, 1 through 3, we read, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Remember what Christ said to Martha when she came and, you know, was upset over Mary not helping her out and everything. Luke 10:41-42, Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Have we chosen the good part? Do we find that God is our hiding place? When we're compassed about with all these other distractions. Psalm 32:7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. You know, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Well, Isaiah 32:17 says, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. That's our hope. That's who we trust in. We trust in Christ. I want to read a hymn by Fawcett out of the Gadsby Hymnals. It's 1119. And we'll conclude with this morning. This is taken from Psalm 32:8. I will guide thee with mine eye. Jesus, thou almighty Savior, prostrate at thy feet I lie. Prostrate at thy feet I lie. Humbly I entreat thy favor. Condescend to hear my cry. When I was to thee a stranger, wandering in forbidden ways, from the paths of sin and danger, thou didst call me by thy grace. Let not then my foes confound me, thou art all my help and hope. Let thy arms of love surround me, Let thy mercy hold me up. Grant me thy divine direction in the way that I should go. Let thy hand be my protection from the power of every foe. Gracious Savior, never leave me while my toils and conflicts last. To thy kind embrace receive me when the storms of life are past. May the good Lord be with you this day and strengthen you in him and his word. God bless.